spoke a word and life began. Told oceans where to start and where to end. You set in motion time and space. But still you come and you call to me by name. Still you come and you call to me by name. If you can hold the stars in place, you can hold my heart the same. Whenever I fall away, whenever I start to break, so here I am lifting up my heart to the one who holds the stars.
Let's give God a clap offering. Amen?
Amen.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to all of our visitors. My name is Mike Young. I'm senior pastor here at Newhall Christian Fellowship. It's going to be a great day in the house of the Lord. Amen? I'm really excited and encouraged by all the different people I talked to today. Seems like there's just a higher than normal expectation for God to do something today. And that's when he shows up. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. So let's start by doing a meet and greet, and then I'll do the announcements. Well, good morning again. Well, this morning I'm going to be speaking from Revelation again. And I've been going through Revelation really all summer, mixing it in with a few other things. Today, I'm going to kind of tack on to last week. Last week I was talking about the rapture. And a big part of the rapture is the last trumpet's going to blow. And in Jewish custom, tradition, belief, Bible, the trumpet is actually a shofar, which is made out of either a ram's horn or a kudu horn. And so today I'll talk about that at great length later on. But you'll notice in a little bit they're going to play the shofar. That'll call us up into worship. So when you hear that the trumpet blow, That's what they would have heard, especially on this day. This is the day that they recognize, one of 2 days, for the Feast of Trumpets, which they would go out into Jerusalem, and especially by the temple, and they'd blow the shofar to call people into God's presence, and a lot of other things I'll highlight in a little bit. So I just wanted to give you a little bit of a heads up. When you hear that thing, the idea is for us to set our hearts on God, to start looking up, to start positioning ourselves to interact with the living God this morning. Amen? It's going to be really good. So on Wednesdays, I just want to re-invite everybody to Tipping Point, which is this book, where we've been going through this and through some of the things that they have online. There's actually 4 sessions online we've been going through. Number 3 will be this Wednesday. It's really good. Then we have a chance to talk about it and pray afterwards. So we come in, we share a meal, then we go through that, and then we have some prayer and fellowship. So I just want to encourage everybody. You're all invited. We bring our own meals, thanks to the whole COVID thing, so just bring whatever you like, or nothing at all, and just come in and chit-chat for a while, then we go through that. So it's really low-key. It's meant to encourage us and to give us another chance to reconnect with people that we love and people that love us in this crazy season that we're living in, which it just seems like everything is a little bit disconnected and spread out. So Wednesdays give us a chance just to kind of reconnect with the body of Christ. And speaking of reconnecting, we had a chance to visit with Artis and Glenn. They came up Wednesday. Pastor Glenn from Sturgis. I know most of you know, but on behalf of some of the visitors here today, Pastor Glenn is my personal pastor and kind of the oversight of this church. He was discovered to have a leaky heart valve, and that was a while ago. And so now through the process of many tests and procedures and planning and scheduling, he goes into Cleveland Clinic tomorrow, and they start running more tests and double-checking this, that, and the other thing. And the surgery will be Thursday, and then he'll be in the hospital for another 5 or 6 days, depending on how well he recovers. Then he'll be at home for 6 to 8 weeks recovering there. So you guys know what I know, and so we just like to take a second this morning and just pray for him. Is there anyone here that would like to come up and pray? Oh, come on up, Denise. That'd be great.
God, we just lift up Pastor Glenn to you right now. You have known his heart and the godly man that he is, and all of his travels all over the world trying to share your good word and get people saved. And we just ask that you watch over him, put a hedge of protection around him, bless the doctors that will be running the tests and performing the surgery on him. And I just ask that you put your healing hands on him, Lord, so that he has a very smooth recovery and can get back to doing what he loves so much to do in his heart, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Denise. You know, it's funny because sometimes when you go to a person's funeral and you hear everybody talking at their funeral and you think, that I don't remember him being that good. But I think Pastor Glenn, many years from now, when we're at his funeral, I think he's going to be one of these guys that what you hear at his funeral really is the guy that he really was. He's impacted my life, my family's life. I'll bet all of us could say he's impacted all of us here. And so just, if you can be remembered, pray for him, pray for artists, pray for the family, and pray for the church. Pastor Travis is taking the training wheels off this week, and he'll be running the show down there while Glenn's healing up. And you know what, if there's ever a guy that you can have total confidence and doing a good job, it would be Pastor Travis. So with that, I'd like to have the ushers come up. We'll take the offering. Just a reminder, we're still having game nights here the third Friday of every month. I hear it was a really good one this Friday. We'll be doing it on the third Friday of next month. So just kind of put a mental bookmark in if you can. The third Friday of every month, we have game night here where we go into the fellowship room. We have a bunch of games here. If you want to bring your own, that's fine. We have pizza here. Everybody brings their favorite snack. And again, it's a way for us just to reconnect, get encouraged, and just share real life with the body of Christ. Amen? Well, Father, we just thank you so much. Thank you, God, for this facility, for this building. It's completely paid off, Lord, and I know in this day and age that we're in with COVID, there's many churches that are scrambling trying to cover their bills and their commitments because the numbers are down, less people are going to church, less people are giving. And Lord, I just want to say thank you for this facility, and more than that, thank you for this body of Christ, the family here at Newhall. Thank you, God, that we have such faithful people that have continued to give over the years. And I just thank you and praise you for that, Father. Would you please bless this offering today? And, Lord, according to your word, would you please bless the giver? Paul said, I'm not looking so much for the amount that you're given as I'm looking forward, eagerly looking forward to the reward that's getting put in your account in heaven because of what you're putting in today. And Lord, I just agree with it. I look forward to the reward that each giver is getting today in spiritual currency. And I pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior. Amen.
Will you please stand? Lord, I thank you for the proclamation of your name. Lord, I thank you that your words are true, that your Bible is true. Lord, that you hold such hope for each and every one of us. Salvation is in your hand. Freedom is in your hand. Eternal life is in your hand. We acknowledge you today as Lord and Savior over everything. God and Creator, Almighty One, we worship you today in this place. Praise and honor and glory before the throne of God. Hallelujah. Wonderful and
you're the name above all names.
We believe, and the gates of hell will not prevail.
wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness
all my life
of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
I love your voice.
I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful.
Grace, grace.
Heavenly Father, there's just nothing like your presence. As we all are in this room together with our hearts and our minds focused on you, as we sing about who you are to us, as we sing about this amazing grace, you overwhelm us with your presence. And I just got to say, God, there's nothing else like this. Lord, I thank you for so many things. We thank you for our salvation, for forgiveness, for eternal life. We thank you for the many gifts and abilities, strength, supernatural rest. Lord, there's so many things that we thank you for. Lord, right now, in this moment, we want to thank you for this treasure, this one-of-a-kind thing that your kids can enjoy as we come together as brothers and sisters, sons and daughters of the Most High God, as we extol who you are, as we stand in your presence, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for this. I don't know that there's human words that encompass this. But we just, before we leave this moment, Lord, we just want you to know that this is a treasure to us. We don't take it for granted. We don't just step over it. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for your presence that just fills us up to overflowing. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Lord, as we get ready to look at your word, once again, I just say, would you speak to us, spirit to spirit? Every man, woman, and child in this building today, every man, woman, and child that could be listening on the radio or on the internet, it's going to catch us later on. Lord, please speak spirit to spirit. Would you touch our hearts with your word? And would you impart yourself to us at a greater level through the power of the Word of God? Would you please do that today, Father? We ask this in the name of Jesus, the one and only, the resurrected Christ, the name above all names, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's who we pray to. That's who we pray in, the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for your presence. And everybody, all together, said, amen. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Thank you, worship team. That was awesome. That was awesome today. Thank you, God. Man. You probably noticed once again that there's no drums. That's because Alex is in the midst of his clinicals. So he's got hundreds of hours of clinicals that he's trying to get done. So the pinch point is that he has to do most of this on Sunday, if not all of it, most of it on Sunday. So because this season in his life, he's not here with us. So if you can think of it, when you think of Alex, bless him, pray for him that he can do well at his all these clinicals that this last season, this last time that he's at, he can really excel at and do well at. Amen? All right, so I'll just release the children's church workers and the kids. You're released? All right. Somebody's getting an earful, huh?